Hey guys, welcome back to No Filter Podcast. It's Brittany and I'm here with Antoine.
Hey, what's up?
We are in, what, weeks 5 or 6 of quarantine now?
I don't know. You've been doing podcasts without me, so I don't know.
Shut up. We're probably definitely in at least week 5, I think. We've been in quarantine for at least a month and a half, so. But it's been okay. It's getting better, I feel like. Yeah. How do you feel?
What's getting better? Describe.
Quarantine. I'm getting used to it.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Honestly, it's going to be depressing when it's time to go back to work. But you know what? No, I don't think it's going to be depressing. I think I'm going to have anxiety about going back because of how it's still a lot of people fucked up. Why are you doing that?
I was bored. But it's not a lot of people who's fucked up. It's still a lot of people that don't believe. That don't believe it or don't take it seriously. Like, You know, still people that think it's 5G. I'm like, okay, so how come 4G ain't fuck up people when it made the jump?
Oh, yeah, that's fucking stupid.
Like, and then it's like 5G is only in... Only like 4 or 5 countries have 5G capabilities to actually have the technology. Coronavirus is in over 100 countries, so how did it get into other countries if it's 5G?
I don't even want to have that argument. Like, people are so irritating. But speaking of irritating, the government is trying to open back up like next week.
Well, I mean, Ohio's trying to open back
Ohio.
Up. But it's slowly, like, retail stores and stuff open up the week after that. But you see, like, Georgia, Texas is, I believe, is opening up stores. Even Georgia's opening up hair salons and nail salons. They did that, like, what, a week ago?
I had a friend in Texas, and she said that people are kind of still staying home. Like, it's not like people aren't rushing out.
Obviously, they were late to the curve, though, because a lot of them was acting like everything was normal. And then when people started dying, people didn't stop going anywhere.
Excuse my phone, guys.
So now, like, they took it seriously, but it took them a minute, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So besides that,
Cause ain't nothing. That's the only thing that's going on, because there's no sports, no real news going on. Except this, like, it's nothing.
Oh, did you see Real Housewives of Atlanta are doing their reunion in quarantine? Like, they're doing, like, the videos and stuff?
It's not going to be as exciting.
I know. They tried to make it look exciting. If you haven't watched that, go on, like, Candy's Instagram, Nene's Instagram, Portia's Instagram. If you're a fan of Real Housewives, they tried to make it look, like, exciting. And Nene, instead of walking off the stage, she hung up from Nicole. So,
but that's stupid.
They tried to make it exciting, I guess. But, I mean, it's what we working with what we got.
I mean, honestly, this question I just feel like asking.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, after this is all over with, like, it's okay. It's a treatment. It's a vaccine. People not dying just without help. Like, what did you get out of this?
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm asking a question.
Oh, what did I get out of it?
Yeah.
I would probably say patience with the kids. Because I've been around, and this sounds bad, but I've been around them more than I have within the last 5 years that I've always worked.
It's not even that. It's with school and everything, too.
In school, too, yeah. It's like, so I've learned patience and, you know, how to deal with them more. But, what about you? What do you think you're coming out of it with?
First thing, I think when I get out of it, I'm gonna have to go to AA. I need it seriously, like, because since we've been in it, like, I've been drinking a lot.
Yeah.
Because, like, I drink a lot.
I mean, I think we both
I drink a lot more, like, and that's... Drinking a lot more for me is not good.
Yeah.
But other than that, that was just a funny one. But other than that, like, it's like everything, like, it's not all sweet. Like, it can all be.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it's a it humbled you, basically.
Yeah. And, like, I was just happy that I could still, like, we were able, it didn't really affect us.
Yeah.
Like, we wasn't hurting. And that's the one thing, like, honestly, with us just moving and all that, like, we had enough saved to where, like, we could take care of stuff we needed to take care of. Like, yeah, I'm a little irritated because I was focusing on the man cave. I wanted a TV, a couch or some chairs or some shit, you mm-hmm. know? But it's like, all that's out the window. Like, when you need to keep the lights and shit on, that's more important. It just lets you know, like, this shit, it can be gone. And then the one thing, this is more like, I can say political, but it's just like, taking shit seriously when it comes to government, because like the leadership has been fucking horrible. Like, yeah, it's been horrible.
I mean, it's been horrible, but it's kind of like,
no, you would think in this
putting
time,
under a microscope now.
You would think in this period of time, you can stop playing games, caring about your ego or whatever or money, and worry about people. But it's like, you can't even, the president we have don't even care about that. Like, he started off by saying it was a hoax, it was a Chinese hoax. Yeah. And it's like,
and it's not just him either, it's some of these governors too, some of these mayors.
That's another thing too, is no leadership. Mm-hmm. If you don't have somebody at the top, and then like, he put it on the governor so it won't fall on him.
Mm-hmm.
So if something do go wrong, oh, well, I gave them the responsibility to do it, so that was their choice. And, like, yeah, like, he even said, one governor, he said, you know, I don't, you know, totally agree. I think it is a little bit too early for them to open up, but I'm going to support him.
Yeah,
so it's just like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just like, this ain't, like, we went so far, like, this is ridiculous. Like, you got to think, like, the United States always been like, when certain stuff happened in the world, the United States always been a front runner to either take it head on, or other nations can look towards to see how we handle it, to mm-hmm. handle it themselves. But we've been literally the laughing stock of the world.
Yeah.
Like, in World War II, was like, the president, the first thing this motherfucker did when Hawaii was attacked, the first thing he did, he told, like, the car companies, hey, we don't need the new cars right now, y'all need to make tanks and shit. Like, we don't need clothes, we need ammunition. Like, he, like, the president at that time, he fucking took leadership. You know, like, yeah, it was a different circumstance, you can't compare war to this.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, we shouldn't have had people on the front lines in the medical industry not having the proper protective gear. Like, you could have told car companies, hey, we don't need cars, like, you need to make ventilators. You could have told clothing companies, hey, we don't need clothes right now, you need to make masks and protective gear for hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then even, like, and this is so crazy, even, like, alcohol companies, a lot of them took it upon themselves to make hand sanitizer and shit for their communities.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like, yeah, the government,
that just goes to show how the government don't give a fuck about this.
It's not that they don't give a fuck, it's like, you don't have the proper leadership in place.
They don't give a fuck.
But they do, though.
If they gave a fuck, they would have had the proper leadership, and it damn sure wouldn't have been no fucking TV star, reality TV show star.
But that's what I'm saying, like, you don't have the proper leadership in place, and that halfway fall on us too as people.
I mean, I guess.
It do, because look, Democrats think they can just walk in and take it easy, and they ain't did shit for nobody. Like, just because they got the black vote, they think, oh, well, you know, they don't gotta do shit. Republicans, everybody is all against the Republicans because they, for the rich people and all that. When technically it's not like that. Like, it's policy. Like, you gotta work on policy and what they gonna do for you. Like, this election coming up, you got Donald Trump and Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
You got a fucking idiot, and then you got
an old ass.
Clearly has dementia. He's deteriorating right in front of everybody. And, you know, and the Democrats played Bernie twice. Like, because he didn't get the electoral votes or whatever the fuck they call it, the superdelegate votes. Mm-hmm. And it's like, the Democratic Party got superdelegates. The Republican Party go on who actually won. Like, go by the popular vote, the primary. So that's real crazy.
That's just draining to talk about.
But that's more point I want to make. Like, when I'm talking about having leadership in place, it's like actual politicians, even though you don't want to say it. Like, Bush, when I'm not sure which one was first, the bird flu or the swine flu, but Bush started putting steps in place when one of those flus hit, because they're like, hey, it can be a pandemic, we're able to keep this under control. Then Obama did it again when the next flu strain came out. And he was like, yeah, we need to put stuff in place. Like, they built it on top of each other. And this motherfucker was like, well, we wasted money. It's not about to happen. And what? A year and a half later, it happened. Yeah. So if we would have had an actual leader in place, or maybe it would have been taken care of better. But yeah, Let's get off of that subject. It's depressing.
It is. I mean, but it's the truth. Unfortunately, it's the sad truth. So, you know, I be stalking them Facebook marriage pages or Facebook Red Table Talk pages. Okay. I don't stalk them, but I'm on this page called Facebook Red Table Talk, where basically a lot of people put a lot of their business on there, which I talked about before, where they basically talk about marriages they're in and, you know, things that's happening. So I came across this post. I want to read it to you, and I want you to tell me what you think about it. I thought it was hilarious, but I want to see what you thought. Okay? Okay. And I want y'all to let me know what y'all think too. Okay. So it's from a man. And he's basically talking about his wife. So here we go. I'm deeply in love with my wife, but for several years now, I've felt the need to see other women. I never cheat. And so I've been bringing up the idea of an open marriage with her. She flat out refused at first, but I've persisted. And she gradually came around with the understanding that we try it for 3 months. We set ground rules on how many and which nights per week we can reach out. I mean, we can each be out. So one of us is home with our kids, and that we have a transparent and upfront about what we're doing and who we're with. Just the first name basis, general description, how we met them, how far we're going with them. Well, long story short, for her, it's been a big success. It shouldn't surprise me. She's gorgeous, and for the last year has been working really hard on her body. Anyway, she's out virtually every night now on our allowed schedule and seeing different men of different ages, and it seems vibrant, and she seems very vibrant and alive. More alive than she has for the past several years of our marriage. For me, it's not worked out at all. What I had imagined were potential hookups turned out to be more in my mind than in reality. I've been trying to meet someone online, but haven't found anything that excites me. Meanwhile, she is out until early mornings, several nights a week, or often not coming home until noon. And quite honestly, it's making me very jealous. I've told her that, and she pointed out at the fact that this was my idea, and we had agreed on 3 months. So,
I mean,
that was that.
That's what he did.
So, first question is, I'll go first, basically. What my feelings on this letter is, he said he felt the need to see other women. He asked her, and she said no at first. But he kept asking her, and then she finally said okay. So, to me, I felt like it was kind of rude that he kept asking her. If she said no at first, obviously it's something she not down with. But he basically ended up steering her into this direction. And now, she kind of likes it. And now you don't because it's not working out in your favor.
I mean, that's all on him. That's what he get. Because if she said no, then that's all you could go for. But then again, like, an open relationship, I don't understand. Like, if that was something I was into or I wanted to do, it wouldn't be open where it's like, you do your thing, I do my thing. That'd be something we gotta...
Well, they kind of set boundaries where it was like certain days of the week, and then, but then, like, it seemed like she was getting so much play.
Right. Like, not coming home till noon and all that.
Yeah.
Just not coming home and all that. That's crazy. Like, if you had that agreement with your partner, I would think, like, it would work with, like, something y'all do as together.
Mm.
That's what I thought when you was reading it at first. It was something they was doing together.
What you mean? Like, together, like, bringing people into the bedroom? That's not open relationship. That's threesomes.
But people do it, like, it's married communities or married couples that do it. Like, they meet up with another married couple and switch and
connect. Well, they miss swingers.
Well, I'm confused because, like, I don't know.
Well, I mean, I would think an open relationship is where y'all together, but y'all can see other people. Swingers, I think, is when they do it together and meet up with other married couples or go to sex clubs and things like that. And then when you just bring somebody into the bedroom once or twice or whatever, that's just a couple that does threesomes.
But still, that's
I mean, if we putting labels on things.
Well, that's still open.
Well, yeah.
Like, that's but, what I said, if you was married, like, if, what's the point of getting married if that's what, if you a little, you know, I get to go out and fuck or date other people. Like, that's...
Some people don't take that stuff seriously. Some people just, you know, make it as, you know, you're mine and I'm yours, but we still can dip and dab in other people or yeah. other things.
Nah. I mean, first of all, that's what he get. Because he thought he could go and get some pussy and he ended up not getting nothing. And
yeah.
He got to sit home while his wife getting digged out.
That is his fault. I mean, I would think maybe... I mean, my thing is, you would think he would have had somebody lined up already.
Right.
You know, because he complained and then kept asking. Basically, it's like, you like, oh, can I fuck this person? Can I fuck this person? But it's like, he even had nobody.
I believe he thought...
If you getting this permission, you should already have somebody ready to go. But then again, that could have been cheating, so... Or at least somebody that you... You know, had your eye on, like, at your job or something, you know?
I believe he thought he did. Mm-hmm. But it didn't work out how he thought it was going to work out.
Mm-hmm.
Because you see in the post, he said it ended up being a fantasy in his mind.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe he thought he could have had something, but it didn't work out the way he wanted to. And that's his fault.
Yeah. So, speaking of,
But as a female, like, if that was you in that situation, like, it was an open relationship, like, would you even, like, overnight and not let your husband know or just come home at noon? And it's like, like, even if that was something y'all both agreed upon, it was like, well.
I wouldn't. If I was out and I knew I was going to be out. No, honestly, if I was in an open relationship, if we were in an open relationship and we agreed on terms and conditions, one of my things would be like, you're not allowed to stay overnight.
Yeah, because that's how, even if it is open, even if y'all are comfortable in yourselves, it's like, that's you how you're straight. Like, you can't not.
Yeah.
Like, that's that make it seem like I'm just, you know, like you just
you,
not nothing.
You, it's like you choosing them over your marriage.
Yeah,
but for me, it's like, if y'all fucking, y'all just fuck, and then it's supposed to be like, all right, we fucking, we leave. But to me, staying the night, coming home at noon, and they say they got kids, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
So, yeah, that probably wouldn't. It would definitely have to be some boundaries in place. And then, like, literally, like, some strict boundaries. Like, okay, if we mess with somebody, I have to know who it is. I gotta know, you know, where y'all going and what y'all gonna be, well, not what y'all gonna be doing. Obviously, y'all gonna be fucking. But it's like, where y'all going? What time you gonna be back? Or I'm gonna give you a time you gotta be back. You know, or you gonna give me a time. Like, it'll have to be something like that. But it sounds to me like they didn't have any, like, strict boundaries except with. They're
supposed to have boundaries, but.
Well, they sound like except with days.
She was getting play.
Except with days they allowed to be out. So. And then he said something about it had been a year and they was only supposed to be doing it for 3 months.
Oh, I didn't hear that part.
Yeah. Let me see. It sounded, said she had been.
No, she was working on her body for a year.
Okay.
That's how she looked attractive. And then, so basically within the 3 months, she doing all that. She was like, well, you said we was going to give it 3 months.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You're right.
But then again, I think possibly it could be her teaching that nigga a lesson.
True.
At the same time.
True. I definitely think that's part of it.
Like, she could be teaching him a lesson. Like, she probably might not even be doing what she's doing. You know?
Mm-hmm. Or, what if she do like it? What if it's something she like, damn, I should have did this a long time ago. And what if he be like, alright, and try and stop it, and it'll be like it's unfair because you want to stop it because you ain't getting no play.
But it was a 3 month agreement.
Right, but I'm sure if he was getting some ass and it was working out for him, he would want to extend it.
I'm not sure. What I mean, what if it was like,
so if that happened with us and you wasn't, it was your idea, you wasn't getting no ass and I was. No, okay, no. If I wasn't getting no ass and you was, and I was like, well, it's only supposed to be three months, would you want to extend it?
But what if I didn't? What if the didn't feel comfortable doing it?
That don't count, because obviously if we've been doing it for 3 months, you feel comfortable doing it. It's your idea.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, if it would have worked good for 3 months, then I would probably. I mean, honestly, if something like that happened in a marriage, it's probably like you trying to get something out to prove something. So if you got it out the way after 3 months, then.
Mm-hmm. He just sounded like he was just a dick. I bet for some reason I've been wanting to see other women. How you want to see other women you married? I got wigs.
But then, like, why would you even propose to the other woman? Like, if it was something like that, then you could have did something with your wife together with another woman or something like that. Like, your first thing is like, well, let me go fuck other women.
Yeah. Excuse the background noise, people. We are out on our porch. I don't know how loud that sound. I hope it's not too loud.
Yeah, we didn't think it was going to be that loud because it's a, like, the closest you might hear a train noise, and yeah,
that's
the train,
what I'm talking about.
Train is literally like, how far away is that damn train?
Oh, I don't know.
That train is far as fuck away. Like,
yeah, but I know this microphone picks up everything, so. Yeah.
It's an enclosed porch, like, it's like, but still.
Stop trying to start. Okay.
I'm not trying to.
Let me see. I screenshot a couple of these. A couple of these things where people was basically like, okay, here's one. Can you talk? Because I'm trying to see if this is a weird one.
I don't know what you want me to say. Like, you to talk to them.
Okay, here's one. Okay, long story short, but I'll try to make it short as possible. I met my husband in 2009 when I was suffering from depression after the loss of my mother. He made me smile and laugh and filled the void from her being gone. We became best friends. Fast forward to now, and we've been married for almost 5 years and have a 3-year-old daughter together that adores him. But here's the problem. I see him as a really good friend. That's it. We can laugh and joke about anything and everything, but there is no spark or passion. I don't think there ever was. But since we've always gotten along so well, we sort of ignored it. But now I'm seeing that we're missing what we're missing, and I want it. Sex is rare, and when I do have it, it's cold and emotionless. Do I break my family up to go out and find it, or do I stick with what I have and try to make it work? FYI, we know about the lack of passion for a while, but nothing we have tried has helped. So what you think about that?
I mean, that's a little, I don't know.
Okay, my first thought when I read that was,
yeah, I don't think this is a good
idea. I'm going to just wait, because if we can clip that out, I could just clip it out. Okay, anyways. My first thought when I read that was, I feel like she said it right there that she married him to fill the void from her mom.
And he was a friend. Like,
I don't think that's a good reason to marry somebody. Because
right.
Eventually you're going to realize that your mom dying and you marrying this man is not going to fill that void.
But it did, though. Like, she needed that companionship, that friend. She needed that friend after her mom died. And that's all she kept was the friend. But she didn't have any feelings towards this man. And you had a kid by him and got married. That doesn't make sense.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. God damn it. I feel like she thought that...
Put your phone on silent.
I feel like she thought that the void from her mom dying, I mean, that her getting married to this man was going to fill that void, and eventually she realized that that's not what it was. She thought she was in love because he was there for her when they got married. So, I mean, he was there for her when...
Yeah, he was there for her, but it wasn't nothing after that. It was just friendship. Like, you didn't have any emotions. It wasn't a love. It was, you know, you're my friend. Friend zone. You feel me?
Yeah.
What did you do? Coughing my face.
I'm sorry. I mean, I guess. I just feel like that was kind of like... She married him off of emotion.
She married him off of lack thereof. He was just a friend. And then you got too comfortable. And you knew... Like, she knew he wasn't from the beginning. Just like she said, it was... She was looking for a friend. Like, she needed that companionship for after her mom passed. But then you kept it around for 5 years and got married and had a kid. Like, you could have let that go.
Yeah. I'm wondering when they found out that... Unless they said that. When they found out that...
She said they know now, but how long has they known? Like, how long has he known? Like, that it's a lack of emotion. Like, it seems like she must have been feeling like that for a while.
Yeah.
So she could have let that go before it got to the point it did.
That is true.
Come on, baby. You need to talk. You can't do two things at once.
I'm sorry. I was trying to look for the next one. I think that's kind of sad when people do that, though. When they just marry people just because of the feelings that they feel at that moment. And I felt like that's kind of what happened with her. She was sad and he was there. They got married. They had a baby. And... honestly, something good did come out of their relationship. Obviously, they had a child, but it's like, now what? And so, what do you think she should do? You think she should leave? Is she not happy?
I mean, you're gonna have to, because he not. Obviously, it's to the point to where he not gonna be happy either.
Yeah, because she said they both know.
Yeah, and it's like you knew that. But he probably just now coming to that grips, like, damn, she don't give a fuck about me.
Well, you know what? I think they both feel like that. I mean, I don't know. That's what it kind of seemed like in the post. Yeah. Okay, guys. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I don't have any more in here. I have this one, but it's really long. Okay, so I did see something on Facebook that I wanted to discuss. How do you feel about people who say that, I seen this poster, basically it was a meme, and it was like, well, you know, it wasn't a meme, but it was like a post turned meme, where it was like somebody posted something, everybody shared it. And the guy basically was like, if we go to the movies, I'm paying for the ticket, she paying for the snacks. If she cooking, I'm washing the dishes. If I'm paying for the food, she leaving the tip. It was like basically like a post about people in relationships being 50-50. And somebody had commented and said basically like, well, she got to pay her way, or she got to pay for anything, then she doesn't deserve your love, or, you know, like something like that. So what do you feel about that? Or do you want me to start?
You can start. I want to hear what you got to think.
Okay. I feel like I don't think nothing wrong with that. A lot of people, depending, and it depends on how the guy treats you. Because it's like, yeah, it can be 50-50 or whatever. Or like, okay, perfect example. One of my friends said that, you know, she seen a post where it was her dude's birthday. A girl's dude's birthday. And she basically gave her guy like $400 and like a card or something like that. So her friend was like against her, like, well, you would do that for a man? And she was like, well, yeah, I mean, if he had the qualities in a man that I would want, yeah, I would do that for my man. So I'm just sitting there like, damn, like, people really think like that? Like, she was like, I didn't see nothing wrong with if it was a man that I feel like deserved it, then yes, I would do that for him. Now, if you with a guy that treats you like shit, and you know he treats you like shit, he don't do nothing for you, or if y'all got kids, he don't do nothing for your kids, then the whole aspect of 50-50 kind of don't even exist, because it's like, you do most of the work. You see what I mean? But like, in our situation, like I said, like, and I was even thinking of the whole thing with like $400 in a card or whatever, I would do that for you because you're deserving of it. But if it was a nigga where...
But that's, I don't mean to cut you off, but it's females that do that.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because that's they dude, even though they don't deserve it, or they treat them like shit, for some reason they still do shit for them like that.
And that's what I don't understand. For me, I was in a relationship before, and I'll just say my past relationship, where with my first daughter's dad, what kind of turned me off of him was when we broke up, he kind of stopped doing his fatherly duties. So that's when it kind of turned me off of him. It's like, you know, you're not doing for a child. But for some people, they don't do that. For some people, it's like, if they see a nigga not doing for their child, they still gonna do whatever for that dude. Which is sad for me, in my case. But for me, I feel like if a guy is deserving of it, if it's literally 50-50, where, like you said, if he paying for food, you'd be like, okay. And I feel like it should be by choice, not by, oh, well, I pay for the food, you should pay for the tip. Like, usually that's how it goes. If you pay for our food, I'm like, let me see if I got a couple dollars for the tip, you know, or whatever. Or if you pay a tip, I cash app you, which you pay for the tip. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's how it should be.
But I feel like that's only if that man, or even sometimes if that woman, is deserving of it.
It's not, yeah, because like, you see like females there say, you know, they want a dude to, you know, don't talk to me if you can't pay my rent, or pay my electric bill, or pay my bills, or if you can't do this for me, then don't talk to me. And it's like, well, it seems like you need to learn how to do that for yourself if you're looking for somebody to do it for you.
Yes. And another thing too, I had one of my friends, she's single, and she was making like online dating profiles, and one of her things was, she said she wants specifically the guy has to have a degree. And I'm like, that's kind of unfair, because at that point in time, she didn't even have a house of her own, or she didn't have certain things of her own. And I'm like, well, that's not fair, because if you sit up here and say, oh, he has to have a degree, what if it's a guy with a degree who owns a home, who owns a company, who owns, you know, all this type of stuff, and when they get to see, they're like, oh, you know, you're beautiful and all, but it's like, well, what do you bring to the table? You wanted me to have a degree, I have this, but I want you to have a business.
Or not even that, it's just like, I have a degree, but it's like, you don't even, do you own your house yet?
Or like, yeah, I want you to own a house. Like, but I'm like, that's not fair, you should delete that. And she did, because when I talked to her about it, she was like, okay, you know, that kind of makes sense. And even then, because I asked her why she put that, and she's really smart. So when she put that, she said, well, I want to be able to have a conversation with the person. I'm like, well, I don't have a degree. You have a conversation with me, you know? And like, and even you, I know y'all have a lot of stuff in common. When she was, I'm like, y'all have conversations all the time. And she's like, you're right. So even then, you know, I feel like a lot of people expect so much from people that they're potentially gonna date, but it's like, they don't even bring that much to the table themselves.
Exactly. That's
the which one. Is not fair.
I don't like that. I hate when I see those statuses, you know, you can't do this for me, don't even try to talk to me.
Oh my god, is it really about the fucking thunder right now?
Right, like, it was supposed to rain tonight.
I don't know, I know Trinity is at, oh. Well, anyways, like I was saying, like, and that goes for and men too. I was gonna say that goes for a lot of women. I see a lot of women do it more, but men do that too, where they want girls to be, you know, this certain type of person.
I never seen no man post that. You need to do this, or don't even inbox me. I ain't never seen no dudes say that, or don't even try to approach me.
Okay, I think guys do it more for looks. They want them girls to look like, okay, no, my friend sent me this meme the other day. Girls should never have their feet looking fucked up. And it said, a nigga with 3 black toenails. And there do be guys out there that say that. Girls should never have fucked up feet. Girls should never have fucked up feet. But they got fucked up feet. Like, their feet is terrible.
Right. I mean, yeah, because I know this dude that I worked with, he used to say, you know, well, like, he liked it real. He liked slim girls. Like, even girls with a little bit of meat on them. Like, they didn't even consider me. He was like, no, nah, she's a little bit too this or too that. And it's like, dude, like, you need to go work out your damn self. Like, you way bigger than what. Like, it's like you talking shit about people that's not even
big.
Like, but you know big what? As hell.
But you know what? That could even go a lot. Even the women, I'd be like, you know, I want a man that could pay this, that could pay that, that could do this, that could do that. What, even though they can't, is that lowering their standards?
No, because a lot of the women that say you need to pay this or pay that.
But why aren't they deserving?
What do you mean?
I'm just saying, why?
If I'm looking to date somebody and the first thing they ask me is to pay something, it's just like, what the fuck?
Okay, what if that's not?
Seems like you dating just to pay, just to get your shit, so you ain't gotta do shit.
It's like gold digger.
Yeah, a lot of people are like, they always say, if you can't pay one of these bills, don't talk to me. It's like, but I want to talk.
But
I want to talk to you first and get to know you.
But like, in their defense, if you fucking me, I should be able to ask you for some money. If we fuck it, if we literally okay, if I'm giving them some ass, right? Boom, and my car break down somewhere, I should be able to call you and you come help me.
It depends on where you at in the relationship. Yeah, I can come help
you. Yeah, okay, let's say for 3 months.
It depends on where you at, like, or where
3 months, we've been fucking on and off. And my car break down, I should be able to call you to come and change my tire.
That's different. Yeah, okay, come change your tire.
If I'm giving up some ass, I should be able to get something out of you, something. Even if it ain't money, you should be able to bring some food when you come before we fuck. Or if I'm coming to you, you should be able to go take me to Taco Bell or something.
Well, that's different. Like, yeah, if you come into somebody's house or if y'all going
to
do something.
Without telling me to pay for the tip.
Yeah, y'all going to eat and do shit like that. Like, okay.
How you know? Some people going to do that. I used to feed you. I'm just fine.
Yeah, but you know how many times I used to take you places? Like, yeah, I took you places. I done brought food so we can cook.
Okay. Yeah, that was later on.
Or whatever. And in the beginning, what? In the beginning, what?
It was Taco Bell.
But in the beginning, though, what?
What?
In the beginning, you used to come through.
Okay. And what?
You used to come through all the time. You ain't expect nothing but some dick.
I would have liked some food in the sometimes.
Beginning. Couple times we did. Couple times we made.
You didn't even offer me food.
Well, in the beginning, it was wasn't nothing open anyway.
Yeah, I used to come after the club.
But yeah, like we were honestly we would both be coming from the club, so yeah. We had already ate something before, like on the way.
Well,
but that was in the beginning. Yeah, I was like, oh shit.
But I mean, I just feel like even if you fucking a nigga, they should be able to offer you something, even if it's not 50-50. Like I said, if my car breaks down, I should be able to call you. Or even if you need some money for something, especially if you've been in a relationship, not even a relationship, if you've been fucking somebody for years on and off, if I need something, you should be able to ask. I should be able to ask.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
even if we not established.
You know, if I lose my keys and you drive an hour to come pick me up so I can go home and get my spare and take me back.
And you with a bitch when I get there.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about either. Okay, I get it. Like, I get what you're saying. I'm just joking. But, well, he scared the shit out of me. Look at him. He drunk. Hey, look at him. So we see our, he better hurry up before it start raining. We see our, one of our, I don't know if he our neighbor or what, he walking down the street, he drunk as hell, rapping to himself. You better hurry up because it's thundering. It's about to start raining. You out here rapping.
Oh, shit.
I'm about to say, hey, freestyle.
Don't do that.
I'm going to go try a freestyle battle.
It's corona, nigga.
With my mask on?
No, keep
he better hurry up. He walking slow as hell. I hope he don't get caught in rain.
I hope he do. That's what I want to see.
He out there spitting. Leave him alone. They couldn't give him a ride wherever he came from.
Right, that's fucked up.
He might live
and
close.
And we live in a good neighborhood, too.
He might live close.
I don't know, bro.
Post Malone wannabe. Anyway, like I said, if you out there, if you fucking somebody, you should be able to get something from them. Male or female. Yeah. If a nigga giving up dick, he should be able to actually bring him some lunch to work. What you think?
I saw a female that wouldn't.
Yeah, well, it is. I did that one time. I remember I did that one time, and I kind of was, like, pissed about it because he was trying to get me to bring his friends some food, too. They give you the money when he get it. I'm like, man, fuck that. Like, that's doing too much. I just didn't answer the phone. I was like, oh, I fell asleep. He was doing too much. Well, can you give my friend something? He said he'd give you the money when he get here. I don't know him. I don't know if he really going to give me the money, so it was just too much. And they were trying to get me to go to Chipotle. That was just too much. Sorry, I had a couple drinks, y'all. But anyways, I definitely feel like 50-50 is not a problem if they're worthy of it. But if y'all really out here fucking people and y'all really can sit up here and think like, I can't ask you for shit, you might need to stop fucking them. And that's male and female. If y'all been fucking them for a while. If it's only been a couple months, pipe down. Okay?
That's what they think, though. Like, nowadays, this society think, like, oh, shit, like, we not even fucking yet. But if you want to fuck, you need to...
That's true, too. You don't think that? You don't think that a guy should have to court a woman? Like, if they, like, well, you know... So,
courting is different. Paying your electric bill because it's about to just shut off isn't different.
Okay, well, yeah, that's different. Oh, my God. Come. Like, seriously, there's never been this many noise out here.
Right. We still hear it all the time.
Maybe it's because it's Saturday nights are loud. But, I mean, I'm not about to pay your electric bill up front. That's the first thing. But I will say this. If you was trying to talk to me, you was trying to fuck, and you paid my electric bill, I would definitely give you some ass. If you paid my electric bill up front.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that everybody do go through their shit, but it's like, no, I'm not doing that.
Like, that probably would turn them on even more if you did pay for the electric.
Yeah, but that's turning me off. You ask me, hey, I need to pay. I'm like, yeah,
you good. It depends on how you ask.
You good. But then again, it's like, even if you, this never happened, or I such and such, or I just did this, or... It'd be different if, like, you, if you know, like, they just lost their job or something weird. Yeah. Or, like, an emergency came up or something. They'd be like, okay, that's what's up, you know. But I'll holler at you later.
Fuck that. You ain't hollering at me later if you ain't gonna help me and you know I'm in a bind.
If I haven't, I mean, this is my old mindset. If I haven't fucked yet and you asking me for some money because you went through something.
You don't think you have to work for the pussy?
Look, this is what I'm saying. If we only been dating for, talking for like a month or two, for one, we used to talk for more than a month and I ain't fucked yet. I probably ain't fucked you no more anyway. But.
Antoine, shut up, please. Stop trying to be like a dick.
Okay, anyway, but if it's been like a month, 2 months, and it's been like some type of crisis or some shit happened, and you asking me, it's like, you ain't got nobody else, you guys? That's all I'm saying. Maybe that was me. I don't know.
I don't know.
I guess. Whatever.
I just feel like it kind of goes... It goes a lot of ways. It depends on the situation, we'll say.
It depends on the situation, but...
Because if y'all just met, y'all just talking, whatever. But, like I said, if you willing to drop some money, yeah, I'm going to give you some ass. But if you're not... And even after that, like, sometimes men still don't want to drop ass. I mean, drop ass. Drop some money. I should be able to ask you for help. Oh, here come another drunk ass. It must have been a party down the street or something. Look at him swerving. He can't even walk straight.
I can't even see where he's on.
He right here. Look at him. With his shirt on backwards. Talking to himself. Wait, we might be able to hear him.
Now it is. He's a dog.
He ain't got no dog.
He do.
Oh, he's still drunk, though. Look at him. Look, that cat. That cat leaving. He's leaving the building. Look at him. He drunk as shit. Things we see at night. That's a cute dog. Did you want to talk about anything else?
No, this is just funny. We never see this traffic.
Drunk people going, shut your dog. Oh, that cat that just ran across the street. He's trying to whoop his ass.
All right, we didn't think. First of all, why the fuck is you walking your dog at 10:30 at night?
He's drunk.
And it's about to rain. Like, it's thunder and lightning outside.
Oh, well, hey. He gonna learn today.
This is just weird. Like,
we have 48 minutes already? Oh, no. We got to stop this. Okay. All right. No Filter, the podcast. That's No Filter, T-H-E-E podcast at gmail.com. No Filter Pod on Instagram.
You act like we got something to do. What we got to do?
If you not follow... Ooh, I don't want to make the show too long because people don't like to sit and listen that long. But...
they got something to do.
Yes. And all these sounds. Because when we listen back, this shit is going to be so loud because this microphone picks up everything. But anyways, yes, comment on the episode, especially about the 50-50 or how y'all feel about some of those Red Table Talk posts I read to you guys. Insecurities. It was supposed to be Tuesdays, but it kind of comes any random day after the show airs. Insecurities, where we basically talk about Insecure, HBO series by Issa Rae. I know y'all watch that, so we kind of talk about that too. So we have two episodes out called Insecurities already from episode 1 and 2. So
have it been two episodes?
Well, it's been three. We hadn't done three yet, but we're going to get that out tomorrow. Yeah, we late. So we're going to get it out before the new episode comes. So, yes, listen to those.
Do three and four in the same episode.
Probably. We probably going to have to do it. Because really, three was kind of slow. All right. So, yes, let us know what you think. Hit us up.
Oh, how does it feel, though?
I don't know. All right, so guys, let us know what you think. Hit us up, and we'll talk to you guys next time. Bye. Okay, so we reached the end of the show. Please, all feedback is welcome. And if you want to know how you can give us feedback, you can go to nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com, and that's nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com. You can also visit the Instagram page at NoFilterPod on Instagram. Also, you can listen on Anchor. Once this podcast is over, you can hear how to get Anchor. You can also make your own podcast, too, if you want to. This is Brittany, and this is the No Filter Podcast. As always, thanks so much for listening, and we will see you next time. Bye.